Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott, coming to you today from Wadsworth, Ohio, on my way to give a parish retreat. And your preaching today I'm going to call The Mountaintop. The reading is a transfiguration in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus took with him Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." And thus ends the gospel. 'Twas an amazing experience. When Peter said, "Let us make three booths," then God shows up and says, "No, one better." One booth, because God showed up. And of course, this experience was meant to strengthen Peter, James, and John for what was coming, Jesus' death. But they aren't really to make the booze because they're not supposed to just rest in this. This is an important experience, but it's meant to strengthen them for the task they need to do. So it's important that they climb up that mountain, take time off to have this experience because they need more strengthening. They need spiritual nourishment. Have the experience, but then go back down the mountain. Because there's people waiting to be healed down that mountain. Things to do. And ultimately a death to face. So, what are we to do with this? Well, of course, this comes in the midst of our Lenten journey, where hopefully we're all climbing up that mountain a little bit ourselves, looking for that spiritual experience to re-strengthen us for our own journey. So that come Easter, we'll be back down that mountain and be able to understand the death and resurrection of Jesus. To take it all in, to do something with it. We need the experience of the transfiguration just as much as we need to go back down that mountain being transformed to do something with that experience, to help the world in ways we could not have before. So today, do you need to climb up that mountain? Is there something you need to do to set yourself up to have that experience? Or do you just need to sit there, open your eyes, and soak in the divine voice? Or do you need to go back down and get back to work healing people, being transformed by experiencing the transfiguration? Every part of that is important. It's all part of our own journey through the mountaintop and back down.